This sound file contains the spoken word version of the Wikipedia article on Sophie, Countess of Wessex. It was recorded by the user Matthew David Gonzalez on July 10th, 2014, in Chicago. Sophie, Countess of Wessex, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Sophie, Countess of Wessex, Dame Grand Cross of the Royal Victorian Order, Dame of Justice of the Order of St. John, Sophie Helen Nae Rees-Jones, born January 20th, 1965, is the wife of Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex, the youngest son of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Married in 1999, she worked in public relations until 2002, and now assists her husband in his royal duties. The Earl and Countess have two children, James, Viscount Severn, and Lady Louise Windsor, who are respectively 9th and 10th in the line of succession. Section 1. Early Life. Sophie Helen Rees-Jones was born at Radcliffe Infirmary, Oxford, on January 20, 1965, the second child and first daughter of Christopher Bournes Rees-Jones, born 1931, a retired tire salesman, and his wife Mary, née O'Sullivan, 1935 to 2005, a secretary who already had a son, David. Sophie was named after her father's sister, Helen, who died in a riding accident more than a decade before Sophie was born. Her godfather, actor Thane Bettany, is her father's stepbrother. Both men spent their early life in Sarawak, North Borneo, then a British protectorate ruled by the White Rajas. Sophie was raised in Brenchley, Kent. She began her education at Dulwich Preparatory School before moving on to Kent College, Pembury, where she was friends with Sarah Sianese, with whom she subsequently shared a flat in Fulham, and who later became her lady-in-waiting. She then trained as a secretary at West Kent College, Tonbridge. Section 2. Career. She began a career in public relations, working for a variety of firms, including 4 years at Capital Radio, where she was assigned to the Press and Promotions Department, as well as public relations companies, the Quentin Bell Organization and McLaurin Communications and Media. She also worked as a ski representative in Switzerland and spent a year traveling and working in Australia. In 1996, Rees-Jones launched her public relations agency, RJH Public Relations, which she ran with her business partner, Murray Harkin. In 2001, a News of the World undercover reporter, Mazur Mahmood, posing as a sheik, recorded the Countess making disparaging comments about certain members of the British government and appearing to use her royal status in order to gain clientele. The comments were subsequently published in the Mail on Sunday newspaper and then by other media outlets. Buckingham Palace released a statement saying the reported comments were, quote, selective, distorted, and in several cases, flatly untrue, closed quote. Subsequently, in 2002, both the Earl and Countess announced they would quit their business interests in order to focus on royal duties and aid the Queen in her jubilee year. Section 3. Marriage. Sophie met Prince Edward, the youngest son of the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, at a charity event in 1993, and the two began their relationship soon afterwards. Their engagement was announced on January 6, 1999. Edward proposed to Sophie with an engagement ring featuring a 2-carat oval diamond flanked by 2 heart-shaped gemstones set in 18-carat white gold. The engagement ring was made by Aspie and Gerard, now Gerard and Company, and is worth an estimated £105,000. The wedding took place on June 19th of the same year at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, a break from the weddings of Edward's older siblings, which were large, formal events at Westminster Abbey or St. Paul's Cathedral. On the day of their marriage, the Queen created Edward, Earl of Wessex and Viscount Severn, and declared that he would eventually be created Duke of Edinburgh once that title reverts to the crown. After the union, the couple moved to Bagshot Park in Surrey. The couple has two children, Lady Louise Windsor, born November 8, 2003, and James Viscount Severn, born December 17, 2007. The children, per prior agreement between the Queen and their parents, will either not have or not use, depending on interpretation, the title of Prince or Princess, nor the style Royal Highness. After the death of Queen Elizabeth the Queen Mother in 2002, Sophie became the second highest ranking woman in the UK's order of precedence, preceded only by the Queen, as her brothers-in-law, the Prince of Wales and the Duke of York, were then unmarried. Due to marriages of the Prince of Wales and the Duke of Cambridge, and changes in favor of princesses by blood for private occasions, Sophie now ranks after her sisters-in-law, the Princess Royale and the Duchess of Cornwall. Her nieces, Beatrice and Eugenie, her niece-in-law Catherine, and her mother-in-law's cousin Alexandra. At official occasions, however, she ranks third, behind only her mother-in-law and sister-in-law. In December 2001, the Countess was taken to the King Edward VII Hospital after feeling unwell, whereupon it was discovered that she was suffering from a potentially life-threatening ectopic pregnancy. 2 years later, on November 8, 2003, she prematurely gave birth to her daughter, Louise, resulting from a sudden placental abruption that placed both mother and child at risk, and the Countess had to undergo an emergency cesarean section at Frimley Park Hospital, while the Earl of Wessex rushed back from Mauritius. The Countess returned to Frimley Park Hospital on December 17, 2007, to give birth, again by cesarean section, to her son James, Viscount Severn. Section 4. Royal Duties. The Countess of Wessex began to take on royal duties after her wedding, with her first overseas tour being to the Canadian province of Prince Edward Island in 2000. She also became patron of a number of organizations, including the SAFC Foundation, the charitable arm of Sunderland AFC, and Girl Guiding UK. In 2003, she became patron of Tomorrow's People Trust. In 2006, the Countess also lent her support to the Born in Bradford Research Project, which is investigating causes of low birth weight and infant mortality. The Earl and Countess of Wessex are the primary representatives of the Queen at foreign royal events, especially marriages of heirs apparent. In this capacity, the Countess has attended the weddings of the Crown Prince and Princess Martha Louise of Norway, the Crown Prince of Denmark, the Crown Princess of Sweden, the Hereditary Grand Duke of Luxembourg, the 40th birthday celebrations for the Prince of Orange, now King of the Netherlands, and the enthronement and the wedding of the Prince of Monaco. In December 2011, the Countess of Wessex joined her husband visiting troops in Afghanistan. On the same trip, the royal couple visited Bahrain and received two gifts of jewels from the Bahraini royal family and prime minister. Given concern about human rights abuses in Bahrain, this gift attracted controversy, with calls for the jewels to be sold and the proceeds used for the benefit of the Bahraini people. In February and March of 2012, the Earl and Countess visited the Caribbean for the Diamond Jubilee, visiting St. Lucia, Barbados, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Grenada, Trinidad and Tobago, Montserrat, St. Kitts and Nevis, Anguilla, and Antigua and Barbuda. Highlights of the tour included the 50th anniversary Independence Day celebrations in St. Lucia, a joint address from both houses of the Barbados Parliament, and a visit to sites affected by the recent volcanic eruptions in Montserrat. Section 5. Criticism. The Countess of Wessex has been criticized for accepting two sets of jewels from the royal family of Bahrain during an official day-long visit to the country in December 2011, as she and her husband returned to the UK from a trip to Afghanistan. She was given one set by Bahrain's king and a second set by the country's prime minister, Sheikh Khalifa ibn Salman Al Khalifa. Her husband, the Earl, received a pen and a watch, as well as a silk rug from the Crown Prince of Bahrain, Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa, who also gave the Countess a silver and pearl cup. The value of the jewelry has not been estimated, and its precise contents were not disclosed. Critics said the Countess should sell the gems and give the proceeds to political protesters in Bahrain. Dennis McShane, a former Foreign Office minister, said, quote, "Given the appalling suffering and repression of the Bahraini people, it would be a fitting gesture for the Countess of Wessex to auction these trinkets and distribute the proceeds to the victims of the regime." Closed quote. Section 5.1. Gift Guidelines. Royal Family Guidelines and Procedures relating to gifts drafted in 2003 state that, quote, "Before accepting any gift, careful consideration should always be given, whenever practicable, to the donor, the reason for and occasion of the gift and the nature of the gift itself. Equally, before declining the offer of a gift, careful consideration should be given to any offense that might cause such action." Section 6, Titles, Styles, and Arms. Section 6.1, Titles and Styles. Since her marriage, Sophie has been styled as Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex. Sophie's style and title in full is Her Royal Highness the Princess Edward, Countess of Wessex and Viscountess Severn, Dame Cross of the Royal Victorian Order, Dame of Justice of the Most Venerable Order of the Hospital of St. John of Jerusalem. Orders include, from 2004, Member of the Royal Family Order of Queen Elizabeth II, from 2005, Dame of Justice of the Most Venerable Order of the Hospital of St. John of Jerusalem, 2010, Dame Grand Cross of the Royal Victorian Order. Her medals are, in 2002, Queen Elizabeth II Golden Jubilee Medal, from June 7, 2005, Commemorative Medal for the Centennial of Saskatchewan, from 2012, Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal. Section 6.2.1, Honorary Military Appointments. In Canada, since 2005, she has been Colonel-in-Chief of the South Alberta Light Horse, and since October 13, 2004, she has been Colonel-in-Chief of the Lincoln and Welland Regiment. In the United Kingdom, she is Colonel-in-Chief of the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps, Colonel-in-Chief of the Corps of Army Music, Royal Colonel of the 5th Battalion, the Rifles, Royal Honorary Air Commodore of Royal Air Force Wittering, and Ship's Sponsor of HMS Daring. Section 6.3 shows her coat of arms and describes it in detail. Section 7, Issue. Lady Louise Windsor, birth November 8, 2003. James, Viscount Severn, birth December 17, 2007. Section 8, Ancestry. Sophie is the 11th cousin once removed of her husband through their common ancestors Nicholas St. John of Lydiard Tregose and his wife Elizabeth, née Blount, a relative of royal mistress Elizabeth Blount. By multiple lines, Sophie is a direct descendant of King Edward III. Sophie also descends from the Lancastrian King Henry IV through his son, Humphrey, Duke of Gloucester. She is also of Welsh, Irish, and Scottish ancestry through her father and her mother respectively, as well as French ancestry, being a descendant of King Henry II of France. Sophie is also distantly related to the family of the Viscounts Molesworth by the descent of her paternal grandmother, Margaret Patricia Molesworth, from Robert Molesworth, 1st Viscount Molesworth. Sophie is also a descendant of the Welsh prince and warrior, Elliston Gladred, by her father. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 unported license, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.